Lashon. We're up to today. We're up to have Zayin. We're up to have Chesam Beis. We have to go very fast because we're behind.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're behind. We have to go very fast. No questions. I can't think. We have only very limited questions.
What is on the Beis?
Chesam Beis. Igud Maslo. The third line from the time. We're going to go very fast. Very easy Gemara. Igud Maslo Aloha. Some learn this entire Shakla Vitaria on what's called a mitzvah rishus. My throat really kills me.
Aha. Just Rab. The schus the rabbin will.
Yeah, you wish. Okay,
still another one.
The question over here is the mitzvah rishus on the following sugya. What's the sugya? Bechodesh v'chodesh tishvayis. Okay, dealing with Shabbos Kodesh. So what is this? The Morvi says the Tanakhama says that it's nothing with Shabbos Kodesh. It's possible dealing with Shemitah that you're not allowed to go work the field. You have Shavias, not Shemitah. You have Shavias. So it says b'chodesh, plowing is forbidden, uvikotzer, harvest is forbidden. The tishbos, you shall cease from doing these two acts of labor. Rabbi Akiva, if it says, ain't it tzach l'mechavish al shviyis, m'sachash shal shviyis, it doesn't can't mean possibly shviyis, it's shviyis itself. Shrek v'anem, it's an open pasuk. It says, sotcha l'siz, shvikavach l'sizma, and first apostle, do not seed, and do not plow. So that's seeding. Now, that's only part, Sizra, that's real. It's interesting. The Gemara is quoting the pasuk over here. Sizra is equivalent to Chorish. The Gemara is teaching.
Yeah, we're just about to
teaching you Chiddush. That Sizra is equivalent to Chorish because when you seed, you have to first plow, and Tizma pruning is the equivalent to Kotzir. Okay, Ella. So what then is the repetition for Ella? Afilu Chorish al erev Shviyas. She nichnas l'Shviyas. You're now allowed to plow the field the month before Shemitah. The Kotzer shall Shviyas sheyatzel l'motzei. You're not going to harvest grain that grew during Shemitah. In Shviyas, after Shviyas is over. Period. That's going to the
Tanakh. You mean after Shviyas, you're not allowed to. A month after Shemitah,
the whole year. No. Any produce that is in the ground, which grew in the year of Shviyas, you're not allowed to harvest.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's going to be Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, Macharish, and he disagrees. Rabbi Shmuel's coming to tell me now, and this is the point we need to have tomorrow. This pasuk, because of the Kasha, he does not hold of Tosefta Shviyas.
Right.
Not at least from this pasuk. I'm not going to be able to make him after the mashlam. This pasuk is coming to teach us over here. It's teaching us here Shabbos Kodesh. On Shabbos Kodesh, you're not allowed to plow, and on Shabbos Kodesh, you're not allowed to cut. So what's the obvious kasha? I know this already. Everyone knows this. Go ask a chos, one of the lamb. These are two of the lamb.
Oh, right here.
So he says, Rabbi Shmuel is coming to argue, we're dealing with Shabbos Kodesh, and it's teaching that in Shabbos Kodesh, you're not allowed to plow, you're not allowed to harvest. Machorish, that's obvious. Go ask a child. Anyway, they know Baal Peh. The Lamed has Melachos. I don't know Baal Peh, but the children know Baal Peh. Okay, they know Baal Peh. Most embarrassing thing I once had was I was learning the Birchas Yaakov, and a little kid from the back of the shul, he corrected me in the Birchas Yaakov.
Okay.
He corrected me, okay. A little kid. And none of the adults corrected me. The little kid, because little kid, he memorized and he knew it inside out, and he corrected me, he was right. Baita. So they know the Lam Tes Malachas. So what does it mean then? Ramachas Rishus Avkatz Rishus. The teaching of Yisoid. The only time you're not allowed to cut on Shabbos if the cutting is a rishus. But let's say the cutting is a mitzvah, for example, the Gitzirah
So'oimer. It's Shabbos.
Gitzirah So'oimer is Doicha Shabbos.
Wow.
Im Lebosa Elam Vzeh, Kedai. The Gitzirah So'oimer is Doicha Shabbos. How do I know that? Because it says it's more than Shabbos. It's Chutra. It's a bit more than Chiddush, I'm telling you now.
Chutra.
That's the mitzvah. Are you allowed to have a bris milah? Are you allowed to bring a baby to shul on Shabbos for bris milah? There's no erev. So there's no heterim, but soif called soif. Even if you do it, is chil Shabbos. A guy brought the baby to shul on Shabbos. It's the chil Shabbos. It was the chuya. It was the heter to do it. But it's not the ideal thing to do. You want to bring machlis baby to kedusha on the milah to chil Shabbos. Oh, but you're allowed. A guy did it. It's chil Shabbos. It was just happened to be. It was dechuya. Here it says kotzer rishus. It's not even osir. The ketzidah so'emer is in ganzen mutter. Shabbos does not stand in its way. Unbelievable chiddush according to Rabbi Shmuel, because we compare it to chorish. Yeah. Now chorish rishus. I've kotzer rishus. Because why? There's no such chadish and kolat or kula of mitzvah. It does not exist. Every chadish in the Torah Every time you plow the ground, it's only a rishus. And since the two are juxtaposed, just a chayus rishus, afkotz rishus. Yatsa ketzio imer shu mitzvah. It's not osur on Shabbos. Oh, it doesn't. He's in different drasha. I don't know. It's not the main sugya. I don't know the answer. You're asking very good.
Of course, everybody allowed to be koyt.
Yes. Different makaras, different sources. Okay. But here he's saying, he says it's mamish mother. How you know it's rishus? Still, the chavish that oimer the mitzvah. Maybe this chavish oimer the mitzvah. Maybe the plowing is, you know, the same way that the tzira is a mitzvah. So maybe a year, maybe a couple of months ago, when they prepared for Pesach, they plow the earth during the week l'shem mitzvah for the oimer. So how do you know that it's not l'shem mitzvah? How can you tell me, as a matter of fact, that every Harisha is Rishos? Maybe the Harisha was done l'shem mitzvahs oimer. I'm plowing the ground to put seeds in order to grow, so we'll have oimer. So if the Harisha is a mitzvah, so the Kitzir is also a mitzvah, and yet the Torah says Tishbais, which will teach you Pupakert, that the Kitzir as oimer is not Oiche Shabbos. If you're going to say the Harisha...
I don't understand.
If you're going to say that the Harisha is a mitzvah,
just like
the Harisha is a mitzvah,
yeah,
the Ketzir is also a mitzvah.
Correct.
And even though the Torah says Tishbais, don't do mitzvahs on Shabbos.
That's Dafka Rishos.
No, but the Gemara is coming to say, how do you know that the only reason why we know Ketzir is a Rishos is the Torah says, you'll go back a step. The Torah says you're not allowed to do Ketzir on Shabbos. Right?
Yeah.
So what kind of tzir are you referring to?
And Harish as well.
And Harish as well. What kind of tzir are you referring to? Because sometimes Shavuos, the first day of Pesach, second day of Pesach, Shabbos. Yeah. It happens. And that's when you bring the Oimer.
Yeah.
So are you allowed to cut the Oimer on Shabbos?
Yes.
Are you allowed to? Why do you say yes? Torah says Tishbos. Because we're makish kitzira to Harisha. The Chorish uvikotzer Tishbos.
Okay.
It's the same pasuk.
Okay.
The two are compared one to the other. So Harisha, is Harisha, is there a Hecha Timsa where Harisha is a Rishos? A mitzvah? Is a mitzvah?
No.
Every single time it's always a Rishos.
Okay.
Memela, when it says uvakotzer,
yeah,
it's only when it's a Rishos.
Right.
When Makish Kitzira to Harisha. Harisha is always a Rishos.
Right.
Kitzira is always a Rishos. And that's when the Torah says Tishbos.
Right.
But what will be a mitzvah?
Right.
Doesn't say.
But now he's saying,
no, maybe Chadish is Oichel a mitzvah.
Yeah.
If Chadish is a mitzvah, then it will be Makash Ketzira to Harisha. If Chadish is a mitzvah, Ketzira is also a mitzvah.
Okay.
And even when it's a mitzvah, the Torah says Tishbos.
Why do you have to look at that? Why do you have to look at that way? Harisha is talking about Rishas, Harisha and Ketzira. The problem for both of them, when there's a mitzvah, then maybe
Harisha is a mitzvah. And if Harisha is a mitzvah, then Ketzira is a mitzvah. And even when it's a mitzvah, it says Shvais, Tishbais. That's my kasha. So the Harisha is the mitzvah of Yilocha Mechman and Tishbais. Amalei, no. There's no such thing as Harisha the mitzvah, because Amalei came and says, in the Harish and Harish, you found already plowed. You don't have to plow, la mitzvah. Because if you already found the growth plate on the plow, Eser Avinu Rav Ashi, really? Just because already was done, are you telling me now, you say it, that if the same thing you had before, this is why the word is aha, that if it already was done, you don't need to do it. We learned, Yatsu Ha'ava, Hamakas Ben Rav says, you part of the person who kills the son, you part of Farma, Argolus, Vyamai, Lema came to you, Lugam, Belav, La Mitzvah, Hashem, La Mitzvah. Why don't we say that if the child was a good child was learned, it's not a mitzvah. So now Hashem is a mitzvah. So now even
didn't
when
we asked that question before,
yeah, that's where the Gemara started off.
Right.
This shak v'tari is now being taught on a sugi of Chorish. So therefore, it's not a mitzvah there. So what do you say, Hashem is a mitzvah? But yet the Gemara over there says no. The Gemara says it's still called a mitzvah. So here too, when it comes to Chorish, if it's not matzah Chorish, it's a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, your analysis is not correct. Hassan,
and how do you see from here?
Just like over there, it's not considered a Hechshem mitzvah, it's considered a mitzvah. So over here, the Harish also should be considered a mitzvah.
The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Hassan, I've got the mitzvah, like we said before, Ovid, the Siv, Yasa Bincha, Vinichecha.
It is a Hechshem mitzvah.
No matter what, even if the child is a good child, you still must hit him. You have to hit him. It's always a mitzvah. It's not equivalent to the case of Charisha. Charisha, if it, the field is already plowed, there's no mitzvah to plow the field.
So because of this pasuk,
right? The Rebbe goes on to say, no. I reject this as well. La milsi yidu. I mean, the kasha is not a kasha to begin with. The whole kasha, you don't even. The whole kasha doesn't even start. A better answer. Kitzira dum yidu Charisha. Macharisha matzah chodesh einu charish. If you find already plowed in charish, af kitzira nami. The isal kadaituch matzah. The mitzvah is a mitzvah. If you go and tell me over here that we're dealing over here, Macharisha matzah chorish einu chorish. Everyone agrees.
Yeah.
Everyone agrees. I'm going to do it again. Af kitzir nami. So let's say only tell me only kitzira matzah katzu einu real parentheses einu koitzer. If you already found the katzu, you don't have to do it. Rashi, I'm going to Rashi says,
but didn't we just say there's a separate mitzvah? Even if
so, the Gemara says the isal kadaituch mitzvah. If you go and tell me that it's a mitzvah, if you go and tell me over here that it's a mitzvah, the mitzvah matzah katzu, if you find the katzu in a koitzer,
yeah,
you don't have to cut mitzvah liktzav v'lhavi. There's still a mitzvah to cut. I didn't prepare this well. Let me review the words of Rashi. Rashi says, "I thought I knew in matzah chorish in a tzach lachresh, avol katzu. I feel the matzah katzu mitzvah liktzav l'shma. So tzayt and neves mitzvah oimer." The second answer of the Gemara is, I will prove to you now that we're not dealing with a mitzvah. Don't go tell me that we're dealing with the case of a mitzvah. How do I know this? Because my time of the katzah doing the charish, ma charish, b'chol makay matzah charish in mitzvah lacharish, just like charish, everyone agrees that if you already found the field that was plowed, there's no mitzvah to plow again.
Yeah.
I've caught here. We're dealing with exactly the same situation.
Wow.
If I go on the first day of Pesach and I go into the field and I find grain, I find barley lying on the floor, someone did an animal pulled it out.
Or a guy did it. Yeah.
Did it? So Moshe Matzah Katzur, a mitzvah liksar. So there's no mitzvah to cut it. Yatzah Katzur, I mean, that's not true. That halach is incorrect. Because Yatzah Katzur, I mean, Shafilu Matzah Katzur. Because if when it comes to the Oimer, there's a special halach in the Torah that you must cut it l'shma. Right.
He's not exempt yet from the mitzvah. He still has to fulfill the mitzvah.
So in other words, even if you'll tell me, what the Gemara in essence is saying is, even if you will tell me you are correct, that the case of Charisha is a mitzvah, but everyone agrees it's not the same type of mitzvah as Ketzira. Because that mitzvah is only a mitzvah if you don't have it. What was the Gemara's kasha originally? Charisha is eichel a mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah to plow. Plowing is a mitzvah. The Gemara said, no, it's not. I'll prove you it's not. Because if I already found plowed, I don't have to plow. So that goes to show that it's not a mitzvah. No, that's not true. Eino chinam, if you found plowed, there's no mitzvah. But if you did not find plowed, there's a mitzvah to plow.
Understand? Mela, same thing by Ketzira.
So the Gemara is saying, so by Ketzira, if the halacha would be true by Ketzira, then you would be right. We only can compare the target to the source exactly the same. So since when it comes to Charisha, the best possible mitzvah you can find for Charisha is a case where if you did not find a plow, right, then there's a mitzvah to plow.
Right.
But Ketzira is not equivalent to that.
Mahadosh.
Because Ketzira, you mechuyev to cut even if you already found cut. So b'meila, it cannot possibly be included in the prohibition of tishmas. Even if you want to say that there's a Torah that's giving you a directive to be tishmas by a case of ketzira de mitzvah, it can only tell you to be tishmas by ketzira de mitzvah that is similar to charisha de mitzvah. What is charisha de mitzvah?
Oh, I got it.
If it's
not there, it's not plowed.
It's not plowed. Oh, gezuntein is a mitzvah. When it comes to Ketzira, there's nothing available. No, okay, there's a mitzvah right to cut. But let's say something would be available. There's no mitzvah to cut. But guess what? Ketzira Sa'omer is not in that category. Because Ketzira Sa'omer, you have a mitzvah to cut no matter what. So Mamela, Ketzira cannot be compared to Charisha. Even if you want to tell me that Charisha is a mitzvah, it's a shvacha mitzvah. Ketzira is a starka mitzvah. So when the Torah says tishbois, it's only telling me tishbois from a shvacha mitzvah, not on a starka mitzvah. Clear?
Yeah.
You got it?
No.
Right. Next mission. Shol Zev, you got it?
Yeah, but I asked you earlier, the day before, that if it's not prepared, then there's no mitzvah. Since, because since if it would have been
studied in the Gemara, according to the first side of the Gemara, there's no mitzvah garnished. According to the second side of the Gemara, there is a mitzvah.
No, I understand.
Okay, let's go back. We have to go right because we're
why? Behind. If there's no wood, cut wood.
That's not a mitzvah. It's the same idea. It's the same thing. Whatever you say, you can say in Harisha, you can say in Sukkah. It's all still the same. When the Gemara gives an example of Harisha.
Maybe remember the questions from the day before.
It's unbelievable.
The one
it's the same Yesodos. It's the same when the Gemara uses Harisha, it's just an example. The same exact principle can be applied to Sukkah. It's exactly the same.
Oh, okay.
Right. A father kills a child, he goes to Golas. Everyone goes like the meaning we'll see that it means an eved, a kusi, a ger toshav.
Why would I think that if
we'll see the more to say the Yisrael go like the Yisrael kills an eved, kills anyone else, go like then chutz mi ger toshav. Yisrael kills a guy. This means a guy that observes, even a guy that shows in the Shivas Mizminach, the Ger Toshav, and the Ger Toshav, an incredible Chiddush. Not of what the Mishnah over here says. The Mishnah, a guy who kills another guy, who observes Shai Mizminach, he goes to Galus. Gzer Sakasov. I'm going to lie, they are banned.
What does it mean if Ger
kills a guy? Make a difference.
That means if a Ger kills a kid, then what happens then?
No, again, for sure, then he gets killed then. If a guy, a Ger Toshav, a Ger means a Ger Toshav, means a guy. A guy who observes the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach. A Ger Tzedek is a full-fledged Jew. A Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav is a non-Jew. Who
so Golos is only an option for him if he kills another Ger.
Exactly. But if he kills a Jew, different halachas in the bar. However, the father goes to the son. We learned before Yotza, Avamakas, the Bar says, the Gomir. That's when the child was a tzaddik. He didn't do any averus.
I'm sorry, could you just slow down just a drop? Again,
the Gemara, doesn't go to Golos. The father hits a child.
Right.
The father does not go to Golos.
Correct.
Mitzvah. Right. And the Gemara, there's no mitzvah because the child is a tzaddik. The child didn't do anything wrong.
So he's giving an example. When does a father go into
Golos?
Yes. When?
So the Gemara says when the child did not do anything wrong. The Gemara says b'shul d'nagrei. He's teaching his son a profession. He's not teaching him Torah.
Ah.
He's teaching his son a profession, and in the process of teaching him a profession, he kills him. Very much b'shul d'nagrei chiyuso. It's parnasa. It's a mitzvah. Av chayv teach his son a parnasa. The Gemara says the Gemara says the gomer umnasa achriti. The child, he already taught him a parnasa. He already has 1 degree. He has already a PhD. Charles teaching then the father, teaching him second PhD, and he kills him with the second PhD.
Then he goes to Golos.
No more mitzvah.
It's interesting comparing
parnasa
to learning Torah.
Shows him nothing personal. Just we have very behind. A son kills the father, goes to Golos. Rameh v'kasha. Remakin nefesh. Makin nefesh. Pralamak aviv. Extra words in the pasuk. In the parish of Golos, it says makin nefesh bishkaga. The words are superfluous. They teach us. The person calls his father his
partner.
What do we mean? What is the capital punishment for killing a father? Everyone agrees. The chiyuv is chenek. What's the chiyuv for killing a human being? Saif.
Yeah.
Murder. What's the punishment? Saif. What's the punishment for killing the father? Chenek. Which one is mochamor? Which is Muhammad? It's Machlokes. It's Chenik Muhammad or Saif Muhammad. When a person goes to Golos, so what is he getting kapara for? He's getting kapara for an avera for which he would normally get the mezid, Saif. So, therefore, if Chenik is Muhammad, you can't give him Golos for killing his father. Why not? Because Golos only is Machaper for something which Benez would be Saif. But Chenik is Muhammad. Chenik is a more stringent form of death. So since this person killed his father, he really would deserve chenek.
Okay.
Golos does not operate under those rules.
Only if he would have gotten saif. Since in this case, right. You can only get chenek, you can't get golos.
Chenek is worse. Chenik is worse.
And Golos
does not. Golos does not work for what's worse.
Doesn't.
On the other hand, if you learn that Saif is mochamor, so the Torah is giving you kapara Saif. Kol shekain you get kapara for the lesser sin. That's the answer. But kasha Rishon Rabbanu Rishon Yom is Chenik chamor. Chenik is mochamor. The Saif the male and mercy murdik yisodia. Shiga Saif nidna lechapara. Golos is a kapara for Saif. Shiga Chenik loy nidna lechapara. You can't get kapara for chenik. It's more chamor. For killing the father is chenik. Rabbanu the army saif chamor mechenik. Then male harig aviv b'shagig shigas saifu b'shigas saif shigas. So saif when the person kills his father, harig aviv b'shagig shigas saifu b'shigas saif nidna l'kapara. Because since you're getting in galus, galus is saif, and the father is chenik. So the saif also includes within it the lesser punishment of chenek.
Isn't there a set rule in terms of which misas are more chamor and which?
Yes, that's exactly the point.
Why is there machlekes here?
No, there is a machlekes. That's in Sanhedrin.
Only in these two, there's machlekes, and all the others
there are. There's a whole hierarchy.
But there is no.
There's a whole hierarchy. There's a whole gemara. It's a whole daf gemara. Mesechta Sanhedrin. All the different opinions. What is the order?
That's not relevant.
What is more seer? We only need here two. This is the only two examples: saif and chenek. Golos is a kapara for what would have been saif. Chenuk is for killing the father, Rahman al-Tzlan. So the question is, if saif is more common than chenuk, so if you're going to get kapara for saif, certainly you get kapara for chenuk. But if killing the father is Muhammad, Chenik is Muhammad, then there's no purpose going to Golos.
What's the connection between Golos and Saif? Why Dafke?
Yeah.
Why Golos and Saif?
Golos is you kill by accident. Killed by accident. If you would have killed the Mezid.
No, I know, but I'm saying why Saif? I mean, why not Chenek? Why Saif? Why is Golos equal to Saif and not the others?
The Torah only gave Kapara to go to Golos for this type of punishment, for murder. And murder involves Saif. So if it's going to be Chenek in this unique instance, that's right. Out of the range. Right. Next. Rav, another answer. Rav Amar says a lomish answer. When it says over here, we're not dealing with killing. You're right. Killing may be a chami potter. It means a person goes and he causes blood. He's his father's dentist. And he causes his father blood to come out of the teeth. So he caused blood. So if a person bemeis, it would cause his father to bleed. It's chayv misa.
Unless if he agrees.
I gave you a bad example because those cases, this is more than general.
Yeah.
Let's say a person causes his father to bleed. What is the halacha? It's chayv misa.
Yeah.
It's chayv misa.
Chenek.
It's chayv, I guess, chenek. You're right. Yeah. So let's say you learn now that chayv is mochamor. But so therefore you would think if a person, chamar al-son, causes his father to bleed b'shoigeg, he should get galus. We don't say that. The pasuk says. So let's assume that Golos is for Saif.
Yeah.
Let's look like that.
Then
Saif is
more common than Chenek.
So then it would work.
So what is the answer?
That if a person causes his father to bleed,
right?
He caused the father to bleed. For what would he have bemezid?
He would have chenek.
Yeah, chenek.
But he was still going golos because he now saif is more common.
Now that he caused father to bleed, b'shoigeg, what should he get?
Golos.
That's why it's in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, makin nefesh, no golos. Prat lemak aviv. New gemara. Hakol gomay de Yisrael. Suimai. Let's say eved v'kusi. Two different people. An eved and a kusi. Kusi was literally as geri emes. They were sincere Jews. They went off the beaten path. They went off the derech. So, basically, what we call an irreligious Jew.
Talking about Eved Kanani?
No, Eved. Yes. Eved Ivri. Eved Kanani. You're right. Eved Kanani. Eved Ivri.
I thought Kuti were the troublemakers. They were never.
Kusim were Jews, and they went off the derech.
Gary Reyes, right?
Gary Machlokes. Gary Reyes. The Gemara uses Gary Emes. Gary Emes. They went off the derech. It's called an irreligious Jew. Irreligious Jew. If an irreligious Jew or an Eved kills a Yisrael, they go to Golos. I talk about the Yisrael last week. My last week, Eved Kenani and the Kusi. Tanin lo chadash rabban. Eved Kusi go Golos. V'loike, two things that go Golos. V'loike, if they curse, if an Eved Kenani or a Kusi curses b'shem a Jew, they get Malkus. Nasi be'amcha lo yisar. Al yidei Yisrael. The Yisrael go look. Al yidei Kusi. The Eved. And likewise, if a Jew if he kills an Eved Kenani, or a Jew kills a Kusi,
wow,
or he curses them, then he goes to Golos.
Because if it would be
Bishlaima, Bishlaima, Kusi goes to Golos, either Yisrael, the would have been Golos, the Kadli, killed him. The Loike had the Lagi, if a Kusi or never he curses a Jew, goes to Yitzmalkus. Eli, Israel, Golos, the Loike, either Kusi, it doesn't make sense. Bishlaima, Golos, the Kadli, okay. The Jew kills Kusi or never can go to Golos. I understand. Eloike, if I curse them, why am I chayif? We have a halacha. You only get malchus for cursing if the person is oisei maisa amcha. An irreligious Jew is not oisei maisa amcha. Am I the latte? The nasi be'amcha loisav oisei maisa amcha. And the kusi is not oisei maisa amcha. So if Israel curses a kusi, it might not be a nice thing to do, but there is no malchus. So how can this price say that if a Jew curses a kusi, he gets malchus? Here's what it means. It means a Jew testified against the kusi, and he said that the kusi, you didn't have hera, and you had malchus. And then the Jew was an eid zaymim. So we give the Jew malchus. When a Jew, and even gets malchus, who's up? The Chavos say, "If he has a murder, it can't be." Because if you're going to say that the Jew is going to get malchus because he's an eight zim against a kusi, then the reverse also must be true. That if a kusi testifies against the Yisrael, and the kusi is an eight zim, the kusi gets malchus, but a kusi can't testify. A kusi is possible edus. Chavos say, "If he has a murder, who's up? Everybody edus who." Can't test forget about a kusi, even an Evan.
Right.
Even both can be.
Right.
He caught the answer. A Jew, the way he gets malchus, gave a car. He gave a punch. A Jew gives a punch to a kusi, a car. Sheimah Shaputa. If you give a person, if you go and you give him a punch, you give a person and the hakah is less than the shava pruta, guess what happens?
Malchus.
You get malchus. If the hakah is worth a pruta, you pay a penny, whatever it costs. Do you imagine malchus is torture? People would pay $1,000, pay $1 million not to have malchus.
Did they have the options? Is the guy who got had that option say, okay, I'll take the money?
No option. But if you go and you give a person hakah, she'ein by shava pruta. Akash, anybody shall pruta, you get
malchus. What's not a shall pruta?
The damage to the person.
Wow.
So the case of using with a kusi, with the stroll hit a kusi, akash, anybody shall pruta, he gets malchus. Ah, oh, you tell me you pot, because the pasuk is makish, hakar to cursing. If you curse the kusi, are you chai malchus? No. Nasi be amcha lo isar, oise mais amcha, a kusi is not oise mais amcha. So hakah, ki hakah shalom lechem. I lost my voice.
Okay. Just the round.
Hakah. Okay. So a person punches a kusi. Hakah shem shaputa. He gets malchus. If you curse a kusi, what is halacha? If you curse a kusi, you potter. If we makish hakah to klala, you potter. If you potter for klala, you potter for hakah. This man, the Amar, does not compare Hakah leklala. Next Gemara. Chutz.
Yeah.
I don't think so. That's a Sanhedrin. Okay. If a Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav, the Yisrael does not go into God. A Ger Toshav is an irreligious, is a Ger Toshav, is a Jew, is a guy. That was Mekabel Zay Mitzvahs. Alma Ger Toshav, Avi Chavus, see the Gazer is a guy. Right, if a Jew kills a Ger Toshav, the Jew does not go into Golis. Just like if a Jew kills a guy, a Jew does not go into Golis. React the Gemara Seifa, Ger Toshav, Goyla, Ayide Ger Toshav. So you see that a Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav is in the parish of Golis. And the one of Ghana will gush come gear toys of shall gear toys of come gear toys of shall gear toys of shall. This is a fundamental difference.
That we know.
That so gear
obviously we know that.
Right, so can get says can be gear toys of shall gear toys of.
We know
better. Can be gear toys of shaharag Yisrael. That a Jew, the Shorag Yisrael, that a go, that, no, that's the answer. So that was a simple answer.
Yeah,
that,
the
Mishnah says
Beferish,
right,
that's what happened.
So it just means that if a Jew kills, a Jew kills a Geritosh, he does not go to Golos, but if a Geritosh goes to Golos, then the Geritosh goes to Golos.
Here it says it's just the opposite. A Geritosh, Shorag Yisrael, it kills a Yid. We're talking about a Yid killing a Geritosh, not the other way around.
What was Rashi? That when he kills a Jew, ain't a goyle. The loy sagile begals also. So when it means, so when it says in the Rashi, you're right. Mishnah is a very good point. When it says in the Mishnah, chutz me al yidei ger toshav, we in the have in the thought that the Jew was killing the ger toshav. It's not correct. If a Jew kills the Ger Toshav, the Jew goes into Golos. The Gemara's answer is, if a Jew kills the Ger Toshav, a Jew goes to Golos. But if a Ger Toshav kills a Jew, then he does not go to Golos. So when it says in the Mishnah, Chutz mi'ay de Ger Toshav, it means when a Ger Toshav kills a Jew, that's what it means. Okay, you hear the answer? Because the Mishnah here says, "Alma Ger Toshav Avicham." Because says the Mishnah that the Potter.
So why doesn't he need
so that means what?
Only if he kills his kind.
Xeris Dakos. I don't know why. I don't know why. But the bottom of it is, if Ger Toshav kills.
The Mishnah says, "We saw a girl hen chutz Ger Toshav." The Mishnah says the
thing. So what does that mean? So what is so in the Gemara in the Hatmin we thought look the word says Alma Ger Toshav Avicham, which means that a Ger Toshav is a guy, meaning the Gemara in the Hatmin thought that the case of here is going where a Jew kills a Ger Toshav. If a Jew kills a guy, what is the halacha?
Doesn't go to Golos.
For sure. There's nothing to talk about.
Okay.
If a Jew kills a Ger Toshav, also don't go to Golos.
Right.
So that means that a Ger Toshav is equivalent to a guy.
Yes.
In fact, the Gemara, it's not true. A Ger Toshav is a Yid, bin Ogea, the laws of Ari Niklas, because a Ger Toshav is a Yid. Because if a Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav, he goes to Golos. You learn Pshat in the Mishnah wrong when it says it does not mean the Ger Toshav, the Jew killed the Ger Toshav. It means the Ger Toshav killed the Jew. So the Ger Toshav's talk is a Yid in this respect, but when a Yid kills when a Yid called the Ger Toshav who kills a Yid who's a Shomer Taryag Mitzvahs, then there's no din galus.
Right.
It's not taking away from the fact that he's in the parasha.
Right.
But the madrega is too high, so he's not royal kapara. Then he goes to galus. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. Right. Some posed the sugya by posing a steer in the psukim. Sif, Wapazik says, Lubnei Shov Lager, La Toshav Yisoycham, Tiena Sheshav Yisoycham. So it says, Beferish Lager. Vila Toshav. So what is a ger? A ger is a ger tzedek. And what is a toshav? A ger toshav. Besicham yed the yed l'shoshav l'olayim. Because it's about you. Lachem l'olam l'miklat. Lachem v'loy l'gerim. You are not goyim. Stira. I'm not going to look at Kam ger toshav. So I should come ger toshav. Kam ger toshav. I should come ger toshav. Which killed the Yisrael. Potter. Kam Ger Toshav, Shah Ger Toshav. Good. Okay, you shall say a few lines, Gemar. I can't talk. Say, sure. Read. I'll help you out. Good.
Vigar Ger, the Ivigacham, Shahargu, and Herogan. A Ger Toshav, the guy that killed, who did they kill? Herogan, who did they kill?
They killed the Jew.
They killed the Jew.
Yeah, that's what it means. Whenever it says here in this Gemara, Ger means a Ger Toshav.
In Beshagig.
It's one?
A Ger Toshav that killed, or a guy that killed the Yisrael.
Yeah.
They get killed.
There's no protection from the Ari Miklat, and B, that's halacha. There's no automatically chayav.
So what do they say now? What's the kasha? That's not a stira. We talk about that. If a Ger Toshav kills kills a yid, b'shagi, there's no galus.
Right.
So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara explains the kasha. The two are lumped together. It says here, "Kitani ger dum yidoy v'chavim." So mag v'chavim nu loishna de kodemar minei loishna de kodemar laminei. The Gemara's kasha is that a guy, it makes no difference who he kills. He kills another guy. He kills a Yisrael, a guy who always going to be killed for killing another person. Avger. So you want to say like Ger?
They have to be killed.
And we know that there is a difference.
We said that if a Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav, it goes to Galus. And here it's smashing the Ger Toshav. It kills the Ger Toshav. It's Potter. So if a Ger Taishav kills another Ger Taishav, Derech Yerida.
What do you mean Derech Yerida?
Going up the ladder. Going
down. Down. And down. The first mission of the parent. Going downward manner.
Or off the roof. Whatever.
Going to Galus also has to be done in a downward manner. Gravity.
Because, to Galus,
but if you kill a person going upwards, it's an onus. It's an accident. There's no Galus.
So maybe we say, Derech Yerida, Yisrael, Goli, Yehunami, Sagilei, Begolus. So we say the same thing about Ger Taishav.
But.
Here's
a chiddush, shocking chiddush. But if a guy kills another ger taishav, kills another ger taishav going up, then the kill gets killed. That's what answers the stira. We have a stira. It's mashma. One place is mashma ger taishav kills ger taishav is galus. One place it says a ger taishav kills ger taishav is potter from galus.
Doesn't
make sense.
Derech yidah the yisrael goli yunami sagde begalus. Derech ali the yisrael potter ihu nerak.
If a Jew goes up, he's better.
Right.
He's better. It's an onus. He's not responsible. He does not go to Galus. So you're telling me now that if a Ger Toshav goes b'shoigig, he goes to Galus. But if a Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav, Derech Aliyah gets killed. Doesn't make sense. If a Yisrael is off the hook, so certainly the Ger Toshav should be off the hook. Not at least to be killed.
That means if a Yid is going upward and he kills,
On the way up. If a Yid kills another person,
he's
in an upward Maisa. He's moving, he's hanging
his hat.
He's potter. Nothing happens.
He's lifting up the hacks, like that example
he's
giving.
He's lifting up the hacks and kills the
Gemara El Marova, Ba'ema, Mutta. In a Chanani, it wasn't Mazid. But he thought that it was.
The guy, no. So Ayimut really means. Ayimut means he thought it was an animal. That doesn't mean. Ayimut means he thought it was an animal. He didn't realize it was a human being. Mm. So if a Ger Taishav kills the Ger Taishav, I know he's a person, and I was chopping wood, and I happen to kill him. Then the Ger Taishav goes to Galus. But if the Ger Taishav is chopping wood, and he sees in front of him what he thinks is an animal, and it turns out it's really a person. So then the Ger Toshav, and it was a Ger Toshav, he does not go to Galus. That's what I'm about.
Except if it's in a case where he should have been Chesha, that
doesn't matter.
If he thought,
he saw with his environment, he made an analysis, and he came to the conclusion, I made my analysis, and this is an animal, and then he started to chop wood, and then an accident happened. That's called Oyma Mutti's Potter.
So why are we killing him? Which is what we said before, he gets Misa.
I hold Oyma Mutter is Mamish Amazed, it's worse. Oyma Mutter is Mamish Amazed, it's worse.
Which scenarios is Oyma
Mutter? Oyma Mutter.
So I have a bane of him, so Adam. So
this the Gemara is explaining what is it, what does this have these two different answers.
This or Kanani even in Sekir Taishav.
You thought it was a Kanani, you're allowed to kill a Kanani, you're a missile to kill Kanani. And the Ger Taishav, you're not allowed to kill. So what is Halacha? Okay, so that's the answer. The Simach Leikis is Oyem Mutter is it better or is it worse?
So we said before the Nerag.
So that's how we answer the Maskan of the Stira. We have a Stira when it comes to a Ger Taishav who kills a Ger Taishav. And one bride is Mashma Yechayiv Golis, and one Mashma is Potter from Golis. What's the word Maskana? The case is if he knew he's a Ger Taishav Yechayiv Golis. The case where you give me Potter is Lefi, the man, the Amr that says Oyem Mutter is Potter, and the case was there. It was an Oyem Mutter case.
You see from over here, this is the very point that someone thinks something is mutter, dina kemezer. You say hincha mezal isha shela kachto by Avi Melech when he took sorry meino.
Is a paro? Is a paro?
Yeah.
Is by paro Avi Melech? Which one is this?
It's by Aisha by Avi Melech. She achoise, right? The court convened. The dina bnei noach convened a court.
So what was the Oyem Mutter? Why was Oyem Mutter? I thought it was your sister.
Exactly.
So therefore,
the segment says kemezer,
and it says that you're going to be chayv misa.
So therefore, as you see, Oyem Mutter's dina kemezer, and the Gemara loy. Not Bidei Adam, Bidei Shemayim.
Oh.
So
it's Bidei
Shemayim.
Bidei Shemayim, not Bidei Adam. Beganami. Hashem prevented you. Mechatoi li. Hashem prevented you from sinning to me. Hashem spoke. Hashem told Avimelech in the dream, I prevented you from committing an Avera. So li, Hashem says it was only a sin to me. You're an Oymer Mutter. Oymer Mutter is Karvel Onus. And therefore you would not be held accountable in a court of law. It's only li Bidei Shemayim. But it says, now where this is a Yosef. So it's Mashal Elokim V'loy La'adam. So does that mean to say that? In other words, there wasn't Oymer Mutter. There it was there by Yosef. He knew it was an Eish HaSish.
Right.
And yet he used the same expression.
Yeah.
That if I do an Avera, it's going to be a sin to Hashem.
Yeah.
So there doesn't mean, it doesn't mean to Hashem only.
Right.
It means to Hashem also. So likewise, when it says by Paro that you're sinning to Hashem, mechato li, it doesn't mean only to Hashem.
Also, he's sort of debunking that raya.
Right. Doesn't mean only to Hashem. Doesn't mean only to Hashem. It means to Hashem and man. Just like by Yosef, when Yosef used the word Elokim, it means Hashem and man. So too by Avimelech, when Hashem said Li, it means me and it means man. So Oymer Mutter, we can say, is a raya. Oymer is Kavlo Mezid. Yeah. So what does it mean? So what is this part of the Gemara's Kasha? So what does it mean over there? It means over there is Elokim V'Loyla Adam? Question mark. And what it means over there is Dino Masul Adam. It means it's Hashem's, it's Hashem, but it's Dino Masul. But of course,
can I get Hashem
without? But it goes without saying that the Dino is Masul Adam. Hachinami. Even though Hashem said Li Dino Masul Adam. So therefore, this is not a raya. This is the sugya of Avimelech.
Why? Because when it says Li, it means
to a man to Hashem also. So if it's a right that it means not only to Hashem, it means to man as well. So Oymer Mutter can mean even in Karov Lemezit. So there's no right that Oymer Mutter is Karov Leonis from this sugya. Eis Rabaya, no?
Eis Rabaya, the Rav of Agoi Gan Sadik Tara, also by Achoisi, he Gan
Tia. This is Parasha, this is Yitzchak.
He's bringing it right now for this.
This is Parasha, see, Yom Yom Yoma.
So you see that Hashem was Hoida to the Taina, because he says, I'm not going to kill, I can't get Itaka in a Hanami. So therefore, so what's the question? As you see over here also, it was Karvle, is it was Mutter?
Karvle Oinus.
Karvle Mutter, you see Mutter, that was Karvle Oinus.
Yeah, because this is not the
I'm a tzaddik.
The fact that he says I'm a tzaddik, and Hashem was shtig koida. Hashem is masna. He's a tzaddik.
Right.
Why is I'm a mutter? I'm a mutter is an onus.
The steeder again, the kasher and the priest madama.
Oh,
awesome. Could the call mahari ilovei?
Yeah, Hashem answered, no, it's not a raya. Hashem was telling him, you're not a tzaddik. Pum pakert. You're not a tzaddik. You're Russia. Why? You turn the ish, he novi who? He's a novi. It was novi.
It's just novi who?
He's not a novi. Ish is novi. It was he novi who? It means ish is novi who? Does this mean to say only reason why you have to return him?
Like that?
But if he would have been an ordinary man, that's not a novi, you would not have to return him?
Yeah.
Does that mean ish novi
who?
This is what Hashem said.
Ish is ish. Sai v'sai.
Yeah.
Hashem, you're Russia. You're Russia. He knew you
were this. That's not the first question. Who's the young lady? Do you have a place to stay?
You mean it's
tough
to say to ask him this is your.
It's not
their heretz.
So you're Russia.
You mean the only thing you mean the normal thing? When you come to a shul,
yeah. The first thing they ask you if you're married or not married, leave immediately. I'm not joking. I'm like, I'm joking. You go to your shul, the first thing they sniff you out, who's this guy? Is he married, not married? How old are you? What's wrong with you? How come you're not married?
I
have such stories with people like that.
Here you see the bottom line, and says the moral at the end over here, the Mekanshah.
So what's the Moses? So the Moses is that he's a Russia. And you're telling me, what was the Horai? The Horai was the word tzaddik. Hagoy gam tzaddik tarag. And Hashem was quiet, which means I'm a tzaddik.
Yeah.
Why am I a tzaddik? But he's an Eish HaSish. Oymer Mutter. I thought she was a sister,
right.
Not an Eish Es Ish.
Right.
So Hashem said to him, where is Maskana? You're no tzaddikol, you're a Rasha. Oime Mutter, Karav Lemezit. So the machlokes between Avimelech and Rebbeinu Shloim was Oime Mutter Onus, was Oime Mutter Mezit. You never learn the Parsha the same way anymore. The conversation, this week's Parsha, it's this week's Parsha.
Wow.
The conversation between Hashem and Avimelech is Oime Mutter. I am mutter. A kavul meizus. I am mutter is honest.
So what does he answer here? And the next has only little lama.
The other is a side rush. That's me. This is a side point. A sidekick. That a guy has no excuse by saying that I didn't know. We learn from this parasha. This week's parasha. Parasha has told us that if a guy comes along, the guy says, "How was I supposed to know? Why are you? How are you supposed to know?" The answer is no excuse. Morals. Morals. A guy is supposed to learn and inquire about moral behavior, moral conduct. And if a guy gives an excuse and says they didn't teach me that in public school, that's not an excuse. They're held accountable. There are certain morals which are inherent in the person's neshama, and you should.
What was the sorrow of the melech that he started asking? Is this your wife?
Exactly. That was the time of you have a society where the only thing they care about is noshim. You know something is wrong.
How do you learn that from the word navi?
Navi means navi. Good point. Navi does not. Navi. This word over here does not mean a prophet. Rashi, the way Rashi the
word.
Very good. So it says Rashi over here saying the word navi. The simple taich is that he's a wise man. Avraham Avinu had no choice but to say that he's wise because he's a wise man. If the first question they ask in the passport is who this woman is, that goes to show there's something wrong with society. And therefore, you, Avimelech, are guilty of leading a society that's morally corrupt. And there's no excuse.
As a side note, Rashi doesn't learn like that, Navi. How do you call it?
Panim Torah. Here, in the context of this Gemara, Navi over here means a Chacham Navin.
I'm saying interesting, Rashi doesn't.
Ain't Nachanami.
Okay, we mentioned Suma Ain't a Gaila Deir Yehuda. So it's Suma is a Karvel Ainus.
We'll see why. The Gemara is a Pasuk,
Ain't a Gaila. Okay, Mishnah Saina in a Gaila. The Rambam says, what's considered a Saina, someone who does not speak to his friend for 3 days because of his enmity, enmity, right?
Enmity,
right.
I have libelous types of things.
What does enmity mean?
Hatred. Saina in a Gaila.
Why is that?
Because that's
not. There is a cost, we'll see, right?
But here's Mishnah Saina Nerag. It's an argument.
Even though there was no Hasra.
Right.
And he kills him. If Reuven kills Shimon, it looks like an accident.
Right.
Yeah. But we know that these two people do not talk to each other.
That means that they haven't spoken for 3 days.
Yeah, according to the Rambam.
Really?
So he gets killed.
Depends.
If we can make an analysis,
right,
and we can determine that it was an accident.
He's choshed that he can kill the guy with kavana, even though he's not an eric.
It says in the Pasuk, he did not see. That implies, in this instance, he did not see the guy walking there. But normally he does see.
Right.
What's the implication? You normally do see. If a person is blind, he never sees. So he's out of parasha. Proud of Suma. Dei Rabbi Yehuda.
So according to Rambam, he's Karav Lo'enis. Dei Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbis that says Suma. That even Suma does go to ghosts. So one's
what does it mean? What's the lomdus? The work explains.
Yehuda, the Ksiv. Actually, Yehuda's Eber Yar. So he's Marba.
No, you start in the Yar. Anyone who goes to the Yar, anyone. I feel the Suma, even blind room.
And anyone who goes to the Yar. Also, Belay Reis, Mate, it's a Miyut. Yeah.
And Meir, we have a double meat, a double negative. Beloy Rois Lamait. And then it says Bevlidas. Bevlidas. It's Oichet Lamait. He doesn't have any intent. Oh. Yes, Kavan, he has intent.
Who has intent?
So the Kavan over here is a different type of Kavana. Rashi says, what's the Kavan? It's a different type of Kavan. Probably look at we said that Zion and Bez, the case there was, you want to go through two Amos and it goes four Amos. Or you want to go through eight and you only go four Amos. So in that case, there's no Golos. Okay, problem is a unique case where you only go to Golos in a case where I didn't have Kavanah to kill the person or do this act. But if I had Kavanah to throw an object four Amos, and by mistake it went eight Amos, and it killed the person, I'm Potter. Incredible amazing. What are you throwing stones in the vicinity of a person that's only a few Amos away? So you carve lemeza, you part it from galus. So we need the pasuk for that drasha. According, it's not a double negative. The drasha is occupied by another drasha.
You see, my son is nerag. The Mishnah says that son is nerag. Forget about going to galus. He's nerag. In fact, the marvelly asrabe we know that no.
Where's asra?
No, the chay means it's better than the edim asra. That's my sneezing. The Yisrael of Yehuda. The time of Yisrael of Yehuda. I'm a chaver. Tam a chacham. Ain't a tzarach asra. Why? The whole reason of fishlein is asra. I love after him being shaggy. Maze it, but over here, but a chaver knows,
Chaver hates somebody.
No, it means a sunny is in the chaver. It's like a chaver, he knows what he's doing. A chaver does not need that, because a chaver knows the halacha.
But he has
a chaver, we just had
sunny. So the Gemara is saying a svar, there's no difference between a sunny and a chaver. It's the same lumnus. There's no chilling between the two. A sunny hates this guy. He sees him in the street. He knows that he's going to engage in activity which is dangerous, which may lead to his
so
death.
So has the same din as a chaver who knows, who doesn't need asra.
Exactly. Okay, it's the same din.
The Mishnah says, Yesh Seine Geila.
Depends.
Ketza. Hold on, Shin Yesh Seine Geila, Yesh Seine Geila. What's it?
Ketza, I'm
Nifsa.
Okay, now, Nifsa Geila.
What is it? There was a string.
The rope snaps.
Right.
The rope snaps, so that's an accident.
Even
the sign, even the person he hates him, there's no reason with the string.
When it's obvious that it's
an accident.
Nishmat.
I'm chopping wood, and the handle, and I'm chopping wood in a violent way, and the splinter comes out and kills the person, or the gars and the blade falls off. That is in a goyla.
In fact, remember the time of Shimon Emel Ilam in a goyla. And she shomet mech machatzola miyodai.
The axe, machatzola means the planer. That was the roof. A person is a trowel. A trowel when you're plastering a roof.
Yeah.
You use a trowel. So that was the case.
What's the trowel?
Smooth plaster.
You
use plaster. Okay. So that was the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the only time you chayv when the trowel falls down and kills the person, when it goes down derech yirida, goes derech aliyah, you're going to be potter. Uh-huh. So it says beferish shenagel until you go mechatzola miyodai. We have a double stira. It's mashma. The only time you go to galus in all cases, whether you're a sunni or if, is only when the trowel falls down. But what about nifsak? If it splits, never go to galus.
What splits?
If you're lowering a rope and the rope split and the rope snaps and the bucket falls down and kills a person, you never go to galus. You don't go to galus. And the trowel, if it goes down, that's when you go to galus. We just said Pumfakene, Rabbi Shimon says that when it comes to a cave, the Hechatim, so by a Sine, where you go to galus, it's Bedavka, where the rope snaps. And the case of where the trowel goes on the Derech Yerida, Rabbi Shimon said, you don't go to galus. Because there's a likelihood, there's a possibility that you did it amazed. So we have a double stira. So now kosh nifsek anisa kosh anishma nishmat. Now you have to change the gears. Rashi goes through the ganze mice over here, and Rashi says the gears in Al Gemara is incorrect, as the Bach says. Switch it around. The next two words are nishmat anishmat. Okay, nishmat loikasha. Dropping the trowel downward is loikasha. Haba oyev haba sine. In other words, if you love the guy, my best friend, and I'm plastering my roof, and on the way down I let go and it falls down and kills him, Potter, he's my oy, it was an accident. The guy down the ground, I hate that guy, and I'm plastering and it falls down, that's Rabbi Shimon Lishitasai. It's not a stira. When Rabbi Shimon says you're gonna be chayiv, it's going where it's an oyev. Rabbi Shimon says you're gonna be Potter, it's Dafka where it's a sine. What
but
about
Gullus?
What hobbit?
And
now you switch the gears, Nifsak and Nifsak Likasha, Harebi Vahabon. What is the Machlekes? Go back to the Mishnah. Remember the Mishnah we learned yesterday? What does Rabbanan say? You're chopping wood, and what is the case of the Torah where a person's chayv galus? Is it when the blade kills?
Yeah.
Or is it not when the blade kills? That you part of from goes. It's where when you make impact with the trunk of the tree and a splinter comes out of the tree and kills. So when you're lowering a rope, and there's a heavy bucket and then the rope snaps and the bucket falls and kills a person, is that equivalent to the blade falling off? Or is that equivalent to a splinter coming out of the tree? Simple. Blade. The blade, it's the same case. I'm lowering a rope. I still have in my hand the rope. Oops! The bucket fell down and killed the person. That's like how they
have. So it's like you're holding the handle.
Exactly, holding the handle. And the blade went and killed someone. are you chayav galus for that?
Machlokes.
One of them says no. The one that says no, when are you chayav galus? You only chayav galus when I have the axe, the blade, everything is in my hand. What killed? Well, there was a splinter that shot out of the tree. I was chopping against the tree, and as I was chopping, a splinter came out of the tree, flung into the person. That's what the chayav galus. So here it says we have a stira. We have a steer when it comes. We have a steer with regard to lowering the chevel. One place it says yechayiv. One place it says yepater. The place that says yechayiv is like the man the yamin that says yechayiv when the blade kills. Blade falls off. The man the yamin that says you're going to be potter is like the man the yamin that says if the blade falls off yepater. You're only going to be chayiv when it's going to be indirect. Koychay. That's machlokes between Rabbi and the chachamim. Rabbi, and one in the Mishnah. Next Mishnah.
Talk to the Mishnah. Leichem Galen. Are you miklut? The shalosh b'shuvei the yadin, the southern Mizrach and the eastern side. The shalosh sheretz Canaan. Shenema is shalosh ha'orim titnu me'ever the yadin. The shalosh ha'orim titnu beretz Canaan. So the Mishnah Ash le'nivchu shalosh beretz Yisrael before Yeshua was finished doing the 24 years before they were kavish and
14 years.
14 years before they were kavish and divided Eretz Yisrael. It was only three.
Even the three of Moshe did not operate.
Right.
Under construction.
The three, so long as the three in Eretz Yisrael were not established, the three of Yad was not Kibbetis, the Reitzchim. Shenema. From each year, they go to each Aron Miklat.
No, across the street.
They go easy, the easiest to get there.
Right, they have to go from Moshe to Moshe Yeshua. They were perpendicular to each other. They were the three on the Eder HaYarden, and they were three in Eretz Yisrael, the total of six, and they were perpendicular. You can draw a straight line from one to the next. Why? To teach you the Koyach of Yeshua is the same koyach as Moshe. Yeshua Mudarai, Yiftach Mudarai, Yeshua Mudarai. The Mela de Umachubin is a permanent reminder for Klal Yisrael that every manik of your generation, Ubala Shara Shaye Bayam Mohim, the Mukhubin Zeluza.
Shenema, talking with her, Vishilashta, Zokinishavite, Mysum Lahem, Tamid Chamim, Shemi Haragun, but there is a sent to Tamid Chamim along with this guy who killed him, the Shaygi, to accompany him. Why? The Dabaray love, in case he bumps into the Goyal Adam on the way. Should we say words of peace to him?
Why do you need two?
Why do you need two? Good kasha. I think because of Yichud. Because one has to go to the bathroom.
Right.
One goes to the bathroom.
So these people. The guy himself.
Also,
can speak.
What does that word mean? They should be in the center. Right. Three, they should be opposite, they should be equidistant from one to another. One, two, three, equidistant. From the southern boundary of Eretz, the early four parts, from the southern boundary of Eretz Yisrael, L'chevroin, which is in the south, should be equal to the northern bordering. How many shvatim are there in Eretz Yisrael? In the main part of Eretz Yisrael, there are 9.5.
Right.
How many shvatim are there in Eretz Yisrael? 2.5. So why do you have to have this the same?
Oh, not a murder. Gilad
is in
Eretz Yisrael.
Right, Gilad is
an akuba midam.
Gilad is the Eretz Yisrael.
I'm a lazer. How you ikvim? Lahayim nefashes. Maish nehagisu. Maish mahagisu.
So Gilad is on the other side of the yard.
Yes. Okay, and the Gilad curious part of an akuba midam. What does it mean? Akuba means that they would akuba midam. I'm a lazer. How you ikvim? They would gather together in groups. They would go like they would lie in ambush. They would lie in ambush. It was organized crime. It wasn't just stam murder. It was the mafia, organized crime. It was an institution, tax deductible.
I think you can do that. We finished the whole block.
Next time you Israel's up.
They do it every day.